This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity, right here on the real side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, of course. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of, being with, being, I don't even know the name. I don't know what you call it. Anyway, always appreciate it. So look, a lot going on in the news. I mean, the president's giving a speech. I'll try to turn it on from time to time, but you know what? I'm sure we can hear it later. We'll catch up on it. And I love the fact that the first thing he's throwing at them is everything going on, you know, Beto O'Rourke. Has anybody figured out yet that Beto, without saying it, is actually a communist? He very much reminds me of the lines and the attitude that Hillary Clinton and Tim Kaine had when they were running last time for office. Remember when they kept saying, we're going to force you, if your religion, if your belief system doesn't come in line with the, you know, the modern world, we will pass laws to force you into that way of thinking. I mean, I find that just totally scary. Totally. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Give me a call. Whether you agree, disagree, whether you care, you don't care, give me a call. Let me know what's going on. Right? Or send me an email, joe@therealside.com. Head up to the website. You can, therealside.com, obviously. You can always listen live there. You can watch live. You can give me your email address. Lots happening. All right. Yeah, maybe this is a good thing. And first of all, for those of you on the right that are having a field day with Elijah Cummings' death, don't. Because you're doing the same thing that you're basking in the same way that they bash President Trump. They want him dead. They want to be hit. Don't do that. Don't stoop to their level. Somebody's husband, somebody's father, somebody's grandfather died. Okay? I wish the family well. I'm sorry that the kids have lost somebody that they love. Whether I like it, like the kind of legislator he was or not, doesn't matter at this point in time. Right now, it's about somebody dying. So let's take the high road. Let's not kick them when they're down. Okay? If you don't have anything to say, you know, some of you, what your mom said to you, don't say anything at all. Really that simple. Anyway, Adam Schiff. I am so glad to see that some of the, you know, I hate to say this because then I sound like a naysayer. Nothing's going to come out of this. But just the aggravation that goes along with it. So Adam Schiff now is being pushed to resign in total. Because they're looking at a possible House Ethics Committee investigation. Where it goes, I don't know. No, I mean, seriously. Because of the way he handled himself, you know, he portrayed that phone call, right, as if it was real. Made people or caused people to believe that it was a real phone call that went down. Now, the GOP challenger, one who is challenging Mr. Schiff, or Shifty Schiff, I should say, He's the one to put it up there. Now, prank call by Russian DJs got up. Representative Schiff was able to get his hands on, got involved with. But a Republican challenged him for the House seat. Doesn't think the call in which Schiff expressed eagerness to get compromising material. Remember, he was looking for nude pictures, or he was told that they had nude pictures of Trump. Now, do you remember all that conversation with Trump that if somebody called you, if a foreign entity called you and said that they had dirt on your, you know, your challenger, would you say anything? Would you give it to the FBI? He said, well, I'd look at it first. I would, too. I want to know if a joke or anything bad, whatever. And I want to get rid of it. If it was real, if it was true, I probably would give it to the FBI. But apparently Adam Schiff, as I keep saying, doesn't have to follow those guidelines. None of them do. Right? You've got Mrs. Pelosi. She hasn't followed any of the guidelines yet. She's not going to take a vote because they're going to get stung if they do. And then that prank call, some of you remember, you got to go back and get it. We've done stories on it. You can easily find it on YouTube where he was hoping that the two Russian operatives, which ended up being Russian comedians, actually had the dirt on Trump. They told him that they had naked pictures of Trump. I think were Russian prostitutes or something like that. But he was okay with it. It was all good. And now he's calling, and if you think about it, he's going after Trump for the same kind of things. That's why I keep saying the rules don't apply to the Democrats. They can do whatever they want to do. It's okay. And that's the part that bothers me. I mean, look at you. I've always said on the show, if you want to beat me with facts, great. You run against me or run against another person for a race, whether it's assembly, senator, Congress, whatever, and you play fair and you win, God bless you. You play dirty, you play games? No, I don't even know how you can feel good about yourself. Really, if you've stolen votes, bought votes, done something to trip up the other side illegally and get away with it, how do you feel good about that? So, two Russian comedians nailed him, which I think is hilarious. There's also a conversation about bringing up on ethics charges because of the fake phone call, or the, not phone call, but the fake dialogue behind the phone call that President Trump supposedly had with the president of Ukraine. But they don't care about any of that. They have no concern to them. Joe Messina, your host, listening to Real Side. Guess who joins us after the break? If you don't know, you've been not a long-time listener. You'll have to come back and find out. We'll be back in a minute. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. treatments. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO11 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350350.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Try one more thing. One more. I'm going to kick you out of this college. No more fun of any kind.
I'm envisioning Corey Duncan doing the swim right now. We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, truly being part of the conversation. You need to be part of the conversation, okay? Don't just spew party lines. You know how crazy that makes me. I want you to get involved. I want you to get engaged. I want you to do something. Speaking of somebody who does something, let's bring on Corey Duncan. He joins us from time to time, every week pretty much, to give us an idea of what's going on in the real world. Speaking of the real world, you know, there's a population explosion in your family, isn't there?
Once again, I want to say a big hello to everyone out there, my beautiful wife, Anna. Also, the beautiful family, the Duncan family, had three more additions today. 11 Addison and Amir. I'm a grandpapa for the 9th, 7th, 8th, and 9th time.
Wow. Oh,
and I also want to say, I also want to say a big happy birthday to my beautiful daughter, Cornessa, who's over in Real Madrid giving people the business on the basketball court over there. Happy birthday to you, sweetheart. I know you're probably listening, and many more. And God bless.
My God, you know what? If you have enough of these kids, then you'll never have to work again because you'll have all these grandkids out there working and they can help grandpa. You know what I'm saying? I mean, really, if you work this right, this could work out for your benefit. Seriously.
Well, no, actually, no. What we need is universal health care.
Oh!
And as many cell phones and chicken boxes as you can give out, you know. Bad credit. I'm sorry. I'm bad credit.
You're going to get me killed.
And one more thing, the cocoa butter, the cheap cocoa butter. Okay, I'm sorry.
All right, yes. All right, there you go. Hey, now I know you like to sit around because you don't have much to do these days, and I'm sure you're watching.
That's a joke.
You know, I'm sure you watched the Democrat debate last night because, you know, Uncle Joe and, you know, he tried to make his point. And I just love this stuff. I really do. I get the biggest kick out of some of these things that are going on. And I heard, I mean, Joe lost his place 5 or 6 times last night. And listen, for some of you who think I'm just making fun of him because he's sick, no, I'm not. I mean, the man obviously has a problem. People around him are so desperate to make sure that they might have somebody who could beat Trump. He's not the guy. I mean, if he's suffering from early dementia or Alzheimer's, is this really you want the guy around the button in the White House? Are we serious? Just saying.
Well, you know, this is what happens when people become desperate and you need someone to lead your flock. The Democrat Party is just like what the Republican Party was when they turned out 2 candidates and within an 8-year period that weren't worth diddly squat. You had one that was crazy, God rest his soul. You had the other one who was too scared to mix it up with the Democrats. So it's about time they had got it right. But, you know, as I always say, President Trump did not need the Republican Party. The Republican Party needed him. And I still say that and still hold to that. But, you know, and again, I know you're going to touch upon this eventually. I want to say deepest condolences to the Elijah Cummings family. I'm not going to be like some other people and cheer about this man passing away. I watch a couple people on Facebook that's just so distasteful, and I would like to say their names out, but I don't have to because all you have to do is go to their page. And, you know, the thing of it is that these are the same people that claim that they're Christian conservatives. But you sit up, like, at the Roman fight and you know, with bloodthirsty that this man passed away. This man also was somebody's father. He was somebody's grandfather. He was somebody's uncle. I don't care about the politics because guess what? The same people that's on this side, on the right, that's talking about the left and the left that's talking about the right, you need to clean your two parties up first. You need to clean your two functions up first. And start getting your stuff together and start cleansing your heart and your mind so you don't be sitting up. Because I saw a lot of ignorant stuff today, and I'm going to tell you, I'm not going to sit up and dignify that with cheering about someone passing away.
Oh,
this political thing is sick. And that's why you got all these 40, 50, and 60-year-old people that's like, that, you know, they're emotionally bent on these people. And it's only, all of this is theater. And that's just like you got all these people that run behind. It's okay to support the president, but you don't have to act like a groupie. And you know, there's a lot of people act like groupies and they don't realize that they're doing it and stuff. And I don't act like a groupie towards anyone. I might follow you. If I follow you, I'm following you from a distance. Cause you know, no matter what you say, you have to still check these people out because you don't know who and what they do when they go home. So that's why I say I'm not emotionally attached to President Trump. I'm not emotionally attached to anyone but the Almighty God or my own self or whatever like that. And that's because I love myself. And I know a lot of people say, he sounds like a narcissist and this, that. No, I don't want statues built of me. As one Mr. T said, you don't give a man a statue, you give him guts. And that's why a lot of people don't like me, because I got guts and I don't sit up and say, "Oh, President Trump, Lord, let me bow at your feet." Nah, man, come on, man. He's the president. I like his policies, but nah. And I'm quite sure if you was to talk to him, he would probably say, "Hey, I'm just like this guy right here talking." Because that's how it is. But no, you know, I'm sorry. You know, the thing with it is that I agree with a lot of the Cummins policies. And pretty much anything he did for the people, no. He is all good and all bad. Good and bad. So.
I said the same thing in the first segment. Basically what I said, though, is, look, you're just like them. The people that we rail against, the ones that are constantly beating on Donald Trump just because they hate him. You know what? This guy was somebody's husband, somebody's grandfather, somebody's dad.
Right.
And his fight is over now. So just move along. And, you know, wish the family the best and go, right?
He ain't paid his debt. His debt. And he ain't gone on to meet our maker. And not only that, that's still a soul, man. So for all of those who jumping up and down on Facebook and these groups or these pundits and these correspondents that's supposed to be, man, you should be ashamed. Shame on you. It's just shameful that people act like that because they take it too serious, man. And they do it for ratings. Oh, I'm glad. I heard someone say that today, conservative. I'm glad you take that because he's gone. I was like, man, it's just, and then my thing with it is that you don't understand it's turning people off from you because that's right. How much class and how much respect, and you're not a true Christian like you claim you are.
I tell you what I would like, though. I really would like to, now you're going to laugh at me, but I'm going to say it anyway. I really would like the people of Baltimore now to sit back and look at what's going on. Who came and cleaned up your city? You know, who came in and helped you out? And you need to sit back, and when you vote this time, how about you vote for somebody and start voting for people that actually care about you, will come in and help your city succeed. Anyway, got to go for a break. Be back in a minute. I'm going to wind Corey back up, and we'll be back right after that. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The United States and Turkey agreed to a ceasefire in the Turks' deadly attacks on Kurdish fighters in northern Syria. Vice President Mike Pence made the announcement.
Today, the United States and Turkey have agreed to a ceasefire in Syria. The Turkish side will pause
in order to allow for the withdrawal of YPG forces from the safe zone for 120 hours. All military operations will be paused, and Operation Peace Spring will be halted entirely on completion of the withdrawal.
Pence hailed the five-day ceasefire as a way to end the bloodshed caused by Turkey's invasion.
Turkey and the United States agree on the priority of respecting vulnerable human life, human rights, and particularly the protection of religious and ethnic communities.
Turkish troops and Turkish-backed Syrian fighters launched their offensive against Kurdish forces in northern Syria just over a week ago. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now, it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
You have any hobbies?
I collect spores, molds, and fungus.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know the guy I like the most? I always have a ball when he's on the show. Corey Duggan joins us as he does every week. He's got a lot to say about a lot of different topics, and today he is celebrating. He's chugging back the apple cider celebration. Three new additions. I'm believing three new conservative additions, I would should hope.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. There's no liberals in this family. Oh, no. You want to get the whammy put on you? I tell you what, and those who know me know what I'm talking about the whammy. Focus. But anyway, there never going to be any liberals in this family. I doubt that very seriously.
No.
I doubt that very seriously.
All right. So, anyway, first of all, you know, Trump is having a rally, and he has got to make the Dems crazy. He's got a stadium. Three tiers high, full. There were people outside on the Jumbotron, or whatever they call them these days, and they're just cheering. They're there. How many times in your life have you seen a politician, if you would, or a president, a politician of any kind, that's been able to fill stadiums like this? Unless they use, you know, green screen.
Well, what I'll say is this is always a pleasure to appear. Thank you and Tammy for having me. That was so gracious. And I would like to say, you know, the thing is this. I don't think I've ever seen anything like that. I think maybe the 4th of July celebration that me and Anna attended wasn't equal to that. But, I mean, the thing of it is, there was a 4th of July celebration. I doubt if I'm going to go stand and wait for 3 or 4 or 5, 6, 7, 10 hours to see President Trump. It's not that serious. Well, not to me, it's not. And stuff. But to other people, we're all entitled to our opinions. I mean, I like I told you before, I'm not with that. That's borderline groupie status, and I'm not doing that.
Sorry.
But that's my opinion before somebody catch feelings and stuff.
Think well, about you. I don't care. My point, though, is we have never been able to find somebody that we feel we can trust enough or get excited enough, you know?
Well, what I'll say is this. Well, for one thing, I used to live down the street from that facility, and I can tell you, for them to fill it up like that. But just think about it. Think about it for a minute. And a gentleman said something to me today. Well, yesterday we were talking about it. And I told him, I said, you know what? I said, you need to allow these people. He said something about President Trump and a couple of black folks look like they were sucking sour lemons. I said, but you got to understand something. They are going to be the same ones that are going to vote for him. Just like they voted for him the last time, he's going to get reelected. Joe Biden is if that's all they can produce, which is probably what they're only going to produce, the next go round, they're going to probably try to produce, they're going to try to build someone up over 4 years. Let me explain something to a lot of people. When you just want to do things, you got to have finances, and you got to have somebody that's strategic and perfect planning. And it takes at least 10 years to build a person like that to actually have him run as a serious candidate. To run as a serious candidate. It does not happen over 4 years. I can assure you of that. It does not happen. It takes a lot of planning. And then you have to have the right people in place. And towards the end of this, running for president or high office like that, everything is about timing. And everything is about being strategic and knowing what to say and knowing what not to say. And the thing of it is that with this president, he's filling these stadiums up and he's filling these facilities up and these venues. And that's awesome. But the thing of it is that it's the movement that's keeping him on that level. His right. party does not enjoy him.
Oh,
they
no,
don't
no,
like
no.
him.
No, no.
And if it wasn't for him having an R beside his name. Yeah, but see, that's what I'm talking about. And that's what I talked about 3 years ago when I said, there's no way I can ever get into this like this, because there's too cutthroat on the movement level now, because everyone's trying to be a political pundit and they trying to raise money to continue to, raising money and being a slickster is two different things. And the thing of it is that the people on the Republican hierarchy that shows up at CPAC and places like this and things like that, They're there to take a network. The thing of it is that they had to get rid of the hierarchy and allow some of these people that's on the movement level to step up. Because if they step up, then you got new ideas, you got people that actually got a solution instead of continuing to talk about the problem every day for 2 hours on a Facebook show or on YouTube or whatever with no solution. If you got the solution, then come on, let's see the leadership. If I got the solution, it's just that I got the solution and the leadership. But the thing with it is that they don't want to hear me and you because me and you are. I know people say, I'm just tired of him talking. Like, well, that's the truth. That's why this movement can't go nowhere, because people are worried about the optics. They're worried about the optics instead of worrying about what's reality. They're worried about what's behind you. You make me feel so good. I could pump my fist all night. All right, let me close my laptop and go to sleep. And then the next night you do the same thing. So you still got the same problem. It's just the next day you still got the same problem. So, but like I said before, I enjoy that's good. I support them 110%, but I'm not standing on line for 4 hours.
Oh,
I ain't standing on line for 4 hours.
Dude. I haven't
even for Yankee playoff tickets and stuff. I'm not standing in line for 4 hours, dog. I'm not. That's just not happening. That is not happening, man.
4 hours. Let me tell you what. These people. No. You're being nice. These people show up the night before and they hang out in the tent.
Nah.
And they think this is.
That's cult. That's that cultalytic type stuff. And that's borderline cultalytic. I mean, but that's just my opinion. I mean, coming from a mental health expert, I can tell you that's a little bit too far, bro.
Wait a minute. Are you calling all those game kids that, they show up, at 2 o'clock in the afternoon because the game goes
different.
On sale at midnight?
That's totally different. Texas A&M, they had their thing they do before the game Saturday. That's a different story. That's for a team. This is for one person, man. I'm sorry, I'm not going to do that. It's not in my repertoire. It's not in my personality to do that. Now, if other people do it, I tip my hat to you. Let's talk about the almighty Syria.
Okay. Yeah, well, no, I do. Actually, I wanted to get your take I also want to get your take on what's going on in Turkey and with Erdogan, because this is nothing new. I mean, the way those people act and what's going on overseas is nothing new. And the fact that they're trying to sell us that pulling 50 troops for all intents and purposes out of there is causing all this trouble. This is not true, right?
Well, let me say this, and in general that comes on, I want to salute you, sir, because I'm only a colonel, so, you know, I have to salute you. He was definitely right on point when he was talking about, but what I would say is this from my perspective is that Syria, you know, in my years of, service to the intelligence community, what I would say is this, is that Syria is nothing but World War III with conventional weapons. That's all it is. And there's a lot of people who don't know what they're talking about. You don't understand exactly what's going on there. And, I could never go into really what's behind and what's going on there. But I can tell you this much is that pulling out 50 troops is not going to figure. How about let's get those 10, 15 megaton, missiles out of, nuclear missiles, the TAC missiles that they have in Turkey. Let's get them out of there, because right now we don't really know if Turkey is a part of NATO. They act like they are part of NATO, but they, you know, it's a lot of chicanery that goes with this, and I would really love to sit with the general, and you know, I asked him to come on one night, and we can sit there and be on your show and talk about this, and we go a little, lot more in depth about it. But, it's a lot of, upset soldiers about leaving Syria, because, the Kurds really helped us out in Iraq. So what I'm going to say is that. And I know the Kurds don't always do things right, and you know, but war is war. You know, you have to fight fire with fire. You can't come there, you can't come with a knife to a gun battle and stuff. So, you know, but the thing of it is that, you know, try not to feed in. I wish everyone here would try to understand about these nuclear weapons. And that's serious. That is very serious, because the Turks are good people, but right now I wouldn't trust them no further than I could spit. And stuff. So, you know, they've done a lot, and it's a lot that need to be brought up. But that's for the president to do. That's not for little old me to do. But what I'll tell you is that it's a common ground. It's a ground for conventional World War III. I can tell you that right now.
Yeah. These guys scare me. They always have. Listen, I'm Joe Bassini, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up. Corey Duncan will be with us on the other side of the break. We'll be right back.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Not that I care, but where is your husband?
Why, he's dead.
I'll bet he's just using that as an excuse.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time you guys spend on the show every day. I know you tune in, you make comment, and I so much appreciate that, because I know there's a gazillion other shows you could be listening to, a gazillion other things you could be doing, but you've chosen this one, and I appreciate it so much. Corey Duncan joins me, as he does pretty much every week. Corey, here's a sound that you should be getting really used to.
Only on Fox and ongoing.
What the heck? You know, I hate when that happens. I line it up and it screws up.
Mid-afternoon.
Anyway. I had a baby. I lined up a baby crying sound so I could have some fun.
I'm going to tell you why that happened. God. That happened because my daughter, Cornessa, twitched her nose a couple times. somebody had a nerve to call her a witch. And so thank you, Katarina. Daddy loves you. Daddy loves his little daughter, witch.
Corey Duncan is personally taking the line of the Bible that says, go and replenish the earth, to him and his family only. With 9 grandchildren and counting, and my God, you know, give us a chance, dude.
Look, you, 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 know, the thing of it is that that's a blessing, man. That children are a blessing because, and you know why these children are such
happen?
A blessing? It's because it's
God doesn't. But wait a minute. God doesn't say when they're a blessing. Is it like in the early years, the later years?
No. They're a blessing all the time. Trust me. I cannot say one day that I've ever looked at any of my children and say, oh man, I wish I hadn't did this or did. Never, man. I am so proud of my children, and I talk about them, but then I said to stop talking about them because then people get a little, you think of these children. Well, guess what? And it's not only because I pat them on the back and high-five them because guess what? They pay the cost to be the boss. See, you know, as Ric Flair once said, you got to beat the man to be the man. So they're beating it. It's called life. That's why they're successful. Because you know why? Because dad acts like a dad, mom acts like moms,
yep.
And we don't sit up and tell you that coming in second or third place is good, and we can give you a trophy. First is either first, or you ain't gonna get it done. So check this out. I'm gonna tell you, it's as simple as the crucifixion. Let me tell you how it works. It's called a ruling class mentality. And I know, I'm gonna have some people that say, "What do you mean by that?" Cause such and such this and such that. No, bro. What I mean by that is the one way to be successful. Look at how President Trump runs his business. He's not a politician. He's a businessman. Look how Corey Duncan run his business. He's successful. You know, my thing of it is, it's not about rubbing it in anyone's face. But see, the thing of it is that a lot of people get upset because why? A lot of people are scared about what? They're scared about stuff that they don't understand. And they're scared about things that they can't be. Everybody wasn't made to be this way. Everybody wasn't, my thing is that the key thing that I did when I was young, I sat back and watched other people make mistakes. And I'm good about sitting and watching other people make mistakes, and I don't make those mistakes. So that's what I do. I'm very good. I'm very observant of ignorant and stupid people. And so, and I just like, I like to, thank all of these ignorant and idiots that I've met over the years. Thank you very much. Cause I want you to know that it's been a true blessing. It has been a true blessing to watch you wallow. And, you know, that's why I told you, let the haters hate. I mean, look, they hate on you too, Joe. They hate on you. They hate on you. They hate on the general. They hate on me. They hate on most of the people that that appear on your show. It doesn't matter.
No.
You know, you get to a point in life when you get in your mid-40s and early 50s that you just like, you know, once you're set and you're set, it's like, you know, I don't care what anybody says.
Nope.
You know, you say whatever you want to say. I could care less.
Listen,
you don't pay the bills in my house, so don't
matter. That's right. When I agree with you. Look, it used to bother me at first, and I used to go out of my way to try to explain to people where I was coming from, so they wouldn't be upset with me so much. I'm thinking, okay, they can't be that upset. They didn't understand. That's the problem. The problem is they didn't understand, and I did a poor job of explaining. But after a couple of years of doing this, I'm going, I didn't do a poor job of explaining. They don't want to understand.
Nah,
right?
You know, Joe, and then you get all these crybaby people that sit up and they, now, I don't like him because I don't care whether you like me or not. I don't care. I come on this gentleman's show because he has me on here to say what other people and other black folks probably won't say or whatever and stuff. Not only just black folks, just being an American citizen and having a right to tell the truth and be a gunslinger and just tell it like it is. I'm from the hood. I went to school. I went to college. I served my country in all different kinds of aspects and ways that you would never know. And trust me, that's why I tip my hat to them. And I still to the day will lay down my life for them because there's a lot of people that's in this country that's over abroad, that's working within this country, our intelligence agencies, our military, and I'm even going to go as far as saying our civilian police force and all kinds of law enforcement that lay their life on the line every day and things. While you're laying there asleep, they're somewhere in another part of the world making sure that you're safe and that you can be able to get up and get on the internet and do this and do that. See, that's why I say a lot of people had no idea You need to serve it. They need to make it mandatory that you serve your country at least once a year or whatever, to make some of these people understand exactly what that's all about.
Yeah, they have no clue. The young people, when you talk with them, they really don't understand what our military does as a whole. It's no different than the Border Patrol.
Apparatus.
Right. They think that ICE's only job across the country is to do what? To go round up people here illegally. Because nobody's
right.
actually taught them what
right.
they do. Immigration and customs.
You get people, oh man, such and such. I work holidays, New Year's, Christmas. Such and such. Well, I wouldn't work. Well, everybody's not cut out to work in the military. Everybody's not cut out to work for our civilian agencies that go 20. It's not a 9-to-5. You don't get all. If you like that, then guess what? We'd have been done a long time ago. That's what I tell people. Everyone is not cut out for certain things. Like, I'm not cut out to be a 9-to-5 person, come home, kid, you know, walk the dog, have Dino jump on me and stuff and lick my face. That's not me. That's never been me. And that's most of the people that's served in my family. We're not like that. That's why I say you kind of got to get a balance on understand things and like, but neither here nor there. I want to say this because I know someone out there is one of these black liberals. Look, let me explain something to you. When Elijah Cummings had this funeral, and I'm not saying this to be joking or laughing, please, whatever you do, let the man, bury the man and let him go on to, you know, he's already gone. It's just ashes and dust and dust. But let the man go ahead and bury him. Please don't let this be one of these Aretha Franklin things. Were you changing this man 8 times in a 7-day week? You changed him 8 times and you never buried this man. And we got people trying to act like this is Star Search or Solid Gold. Yeah, I just told my age when I said Solid Gold, because I know it's a lot of people.
How about Soul Train? Did you do Soul Train?
There you go. And I'm like, you know, let the man and his And you know what he did for his country and served his country. Let him rest in peace. You know, let's not keep.
No, let his family have their time. Just let
right. Because I know the Democrat Party is going to try to take advantage of this. That's why I'm really saying this, because they're going to come there with their pulpit pimps, the pulpit pit ones that was pimping during the Freddie Gray riots and stuff. Well, who going to be? Watch, you're going to see Booker. You're going to probably see all of the idiots going to show up and stuff. And they're going to see. That's what I'm saying. You rebel rousing. We already know this is going to happen.
Oh yeah,
we know this is going to happen.
No question.
Come on.
No, they were already all over Trump. You know what I thought was really funny?
Right.
The only guy they got on was Trump, because Trump had been so negative towards him and all of a sudden was saying positive things. And
right.
But everybody else who's in Congress, how many of those people hated on the man? And then all of a sudden, you know, he was a great guy and he loved the country. Well, why don't you people
right.
just stop? You know,
I
if you're really
you,
honest.
What did I tell you before?
Yeah, but.
What did I tell you before?
If they're really honest.
They two-face it.
Yeah.
They two-face it.
They would do what you and I do, right? They would say, look, I didn't care for his politics, but he's somebody's father, husband, grandfather, and, you know, leave the family alone, let them grieve.
It's not about what you say, it's how you say it. And it's about a level of class that you need to have. Well, a lot of people need to learn. You know, you're sitting up gloating about this man being dead because of his name, because he got an R beside his name or whatever. Come on, man. You know, stop calling yourself a Christian.
That part bothers me. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, that bugs me. That really bugs me. But I always like to appear on here, and, you know, I always thank you. Hopefully the general heard me. You know, hopefully you can hook that up 1 week. But www.conservativegen.com. Thank you for having me. And also, I want to say a happy birthday also to my other son, Tristan. Sunday, and father son Chandler next week, Wednesday. Yeah, I got a lot of birthdays in October.
My God, what? I mean, seriously, you have a birthday fund that you save up for all year long. My God.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, it's called petroleum.
All right, Joe Mancini, your host, guys. Don't go far. We're going to talk about sexual abuse in the next hour. Lee and Mary Whitaker join me because they've got a new movie out, and you cannot keep this stuff in the back of your head. Get it pulled to the forefront, because it hasn't gone away and it hasn't slowed down. Joe Mancini, your host. You're listening to The Real Side.